on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Try.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 6.
News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Adorable.
The clash between Israel and Gaza terrorists enters its second week, no end in sight. The Israeli military today unleashing a wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, saying it destroyed 9 miles of terrorist tunnels, as well as the homes of 9 Hamas commanders. Residents of Gaza, awakened by the overnight barrage, describe it as the heaviest since the war began a week ago. The CDC director is clarifying the agency's latest guidance about mask wearing for the fully vaccinated. Guidelines that represented a quick about-face. A wildfire near Los Angeles has chased a roughly 1,000 people from their homes. The blaze in Pacific Palisades erupted Friday night. The fire has since grown to more than 2 square miles, zero containment so far. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 114 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time in years, I don't have that feeling in my stomach.
I'm happy for you that you're not paying them.
Yes, but we still are from the year before last. But that payment plan is almost complete.
Okay.
It's 11 minutes past 6, a glorious, absolutely glorious morning. I mean, you really done it, but Let's find out how this week is going
to
play out.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Enjoy 56 degrees this morning, because there's not going to be too many mornings like this. I see I left my regular weather at home. That's okay. I remember it all because it's all right here in my head. It's going to be a very warm day today. We had 83 yesterday. We're looking for 86 today. Sunshine will dominate today. Tonight, very mild. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, there'll be a few clouds around, but I think there'll be some sun mixed in with some clouds. But a warm day, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. We'll be in the upper 80s on Wednesday and Thursday. And still, humidity not crazy. Like today, humidity is going to be fine. But as we get towards Friday now, we're talking about temperatures around 90 for a high. And over the upcoming weekend, into the lower 90s, maybe 92-ish on Sunday with a dew point of 65. That starts to get a little concerning. But a real summertime stretch with big upper-level high pressure over us that acts like a dome, not allowing any storm systems to approach. Right now this morning, clear skies with a dew point of 51, which we like. The temperature is 56 now at 613.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's a known fact that plumbing does pick the worst time to be a problem. Boy, am I glad it didn't happen this weekend. But it does happen on the weekend. It happens on holidays. It happens on your birthday. And it's never a convenient thing, especially when you're in a hurry, right? Plumbing by Lukewire, our friends are ready to take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And here's the thing. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. This used to be a problem with me. And I would find out after the fact. You know, some plumbing concern would come in and say, this is off hours. It's going to cost you a lot more. Like, how much more? Oh, no. Yeah, Plumbing by Lukewire, that's not a problem. 264-9666 is their phone number. Ask about the whole house plumbing inspection. I got it at my house, and I feel better about it because I got a good report. That's where they check for corrosion. Like, for instance, even up in the attic where my water heater is, what if there's a corrosion problem, and all of a sudden you come home to flooding in your house and everything's ruined? They can spot these problems before they become a major problem and take care of them. Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Why are you so happy?
It's a beautiful zippity-doo-dah day.
I'm full of energy, hope, optimism.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by blood-sucking vampires. Tax day.
Dude, that's today.
Do you have the money?
No!
Hey, Mr. Taxman, you want to dance?
It's showtime.
Our TV topic today, what's, not to be depressing, but what are some of the things that will never be so-called normal again?
Yeah.
Getting back to it. I went to a food outlet, and I was not required to wear a mask, although many people did.
Yeah. I found that to be the case at Publix.
It was nice to walk in, not have to walk back to the car because I forgot it. And shop like the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us thought, well, let's see. You're talking really almost a year and 2 months of this masked up lifestyle. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the CDC changed the guidelines, because everything in politics these days is done by polling. And I think the mask issue had reached a point where people just said, okay, I've had it. That's enough. There's been so much contradictory about it. Well, let's get the latest from Fauci. I'm sorry, did I call him Fauci? I didn't mean to do that. Fauci.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. There seems to be some confusion lately based on the latest guidance on who should wear a mask and who should not wear a mask. Let me clear it up. If you are outside with a vaccination card and it's sunny or cloudy, you can take off your mask next to people who are also vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated. Now, if you are inside and you are vaccinated, you are not going to need a mask unless you do need a mask. When would that be? I don't think ever. But if you find that it's all the time, then wear a mask. Finally, if you are not vaccinated and you are outside or inside, wear your mask inside out. So to sum up, if you are vaccinated and you have a mask, you do not have to not wear it. I hope that clears everything up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did it? I don't understand the words you just said.
Yeah, well, that's kind of been the case for a long time now. At 17 minutes after 6.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
That's correct.
I thought maybe you were waiting for your official introduction.
No, not really. Just, you know, everybody else had the floor, and I didn't want to crowd it any more than it was already crowded.
Oh,
so.
Chase, got some chicken on the floor.
Speaking of the floor.
There he is. One in seven people wait until the last minute. That's always been me. I don't remember the last time I filed my taxes.
On the day.
Before the deadline.
Yeah,
maybe one
before
year.
Before the deadline.
Since I've lived here.
Well, you already filed. This one you filed for an extension too, right?
Yeah, but that's only because I don't know. If I were in a position where I'd be owing money, I probably would have figured it out and taken the hit. Because when you do it before it's due, you don't have to pay a penalty. But if
right,
and if you cooperate with them, they don't get too bad. I mean, basically, you can get a better interest rate from your local neighborhood loan shark.
Yeah, true.
Or Nick the Trunk, if you really want to push the envelope. At 18 minutes after 6, we're going to do some local news here. We have a rocket scientist coming up. And again, our TV chat today will be all about parts of life that will never be normal again. Maybe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The FBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting near Dadeville Sunday afternoon. Tallapoosa County deputies were responding to a location near Fellowship Baptist Church in the Butson community when shots were fired at the deputy. The suspect was injured and taken to Baptist South Hospital in Montgomery. No officers were injured. A historic marker was unveiled in honor of Reverend Robert and Jeannie Gretz Sunday. They are known as the only white clergy to publicly support the Montgomery bus boycotts. Their home was bombed twice by the KKK. And more than 2.7 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 3,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Next time on Gas Hoarders.
Hey, man, you got a light? Oh, wait, I just remembered.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's next time on Gas Hoarders.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I already got 2 shots of Pfizer, and I'm always wearing a mask. Cleaning my hands with sanitizer, and I stay at least 6 feet back. I taste everything and nothing smells funny. My chest doesn't hurt and my nose isn't runny. But I got tested and the results were stunning, 'cause I still got COVID-19. I had all of my groceries delivered and I did not go anywhere. And I got my vaccinated sticker, but I still was disinfecting the air. All last year I was inside quarantining, then me and my friends went out drinking last weekend. Got trashed, no masks, even though I am vaxxed, I still got COVID-19.
It is 6:22. Do you see the story on the Yankees? They had, everybody had been vaccinated, but 9 staff members have tested positive.
Yeah, I saw that.
With no symptoms. Yeah. So what do you do? I mean, if you have no symptoms and you're positive and you're vaccinated, I would just go on with my life.
Speaking of vaccinations,
you can still transmit, though. Without symptoms, you can still transmit the virus, though. If you've got COVID, it's best to stay away from everybody.
Speaking of vaccinations, you know, I got mine Friday. And
yes.
I'm glad it was Friday, and I was prepared to... You know, you just prepare yourself for the worst.
Yeah, that's me this Friday.
Oh, boy.
I was sick as a dog, and I was worse Saturday night. And was I prepared for the worst? Not enough. I felt better yesterday, a little bit better yesterday, and I'm great today.
Did the Pedialyte help?
I'm sure it contributed to, thank you.
I could have bounced back a little faster from that second shot if I had just thought to have it around sooner, and I feel like $1 million today.
I feel like $50, but I felt like $4.99
How are your
day.
Futures so far?
Actually, I have the futures down a little bit this morning. 1 minute till showtime.
Yeah, they're down. But I am so glad that's behind me. I'm just so positive that it's over.
Until next year when we have to get the booster shot.
Maybe so. I'm not sure I would do that now. I don't want to ever feel that sick again.
Just counting down the seconds on this Monday morning till we... You watch us on CBS 8 or ABC 32. No reason why you wouldn't, right?
You sure is ugly.
Well, that's just your opinion. We're not here to have a beauty pageant. We're here to be entertaining and fun. Look at that pretty boy.
Thanks. Oh.
And Chase, too,
yeah. Put my doggy on TV. At least for a minute, he gets bored.
15
seconds, Chase. You know what that means?
Let's hold him accountable.
You know what that means? We're counting down the seconds, folks. And stand by. And Q Andrew.
Welcome back. Well, there is a discussion on Reddit right now where people are answering this question. What will never be the same again once the pandemic is over? There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah.
The one item on the list that I connected with, because ethically speaking, I come from a long line of bowling teams. And this last one here about sticking your hand in a bowling ball without thought and then having a sandwich or french fries or whatever else, or a slice of pizza.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what? We did all that. I've
never even thought about that.
We
always thought about the shoes because they spray them, but not bowling balls.
But I don't recall there ever being a pandemic of bowling ball-borne illness, you know? That's why we have immune systems. We're supposed to be exposed to that stuff so they get a chance to work.
Early on in the pandemic, the first thing I thought of was buffets.
Yeah.
Yeah, buffets are going to be a thing of the past. Although, we went to a Christmas Day buffet that was pretty nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
What was the place... Oh, Piccadilly.
Piccadilly. Oh, or even farther back, Morrison's.
Morrison.
Morrison.
Someone's in the Morrison's kitchen at
Morrison's in Piccadilly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what is it now? Golden Corral? Are they still doing the buffet?
I don't know. I have no idea.
As far as I know, maybe. I don't know. I was avoiding buffets long before. I was avoiding buffets before the pandemic in a while.
It was nice to go grocery shopping and not have to have the mask on yesterday. That was a nice touch.
I haven't tried it yet, but I think people would look at me funny. I don't know.
No, they look at you funny because they see, who is that guy? I know that face. That's Rich Thomas.
Yeah.
In my store.
And he looks funny.
Now they can actually see the full face, so they're really going to be acting like that.
Now I have to go back to smiling to people again.
Oh, gee.
That's a good point.
Oh, the humanity.
One thing on here is snow days for kids. Now it's virtual days where you're actually doing schoolwork.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's a real loss, especially here in Alabama, where we have one every, 10 years?
Well, I know. It's very rare, but, you know, an occasional snow day was fun.
In fact, I remember once you used the word snow in a sentence, and they shut down all the schools.
You have to be very careful. Ryan and I know you don't use that S word very often.
Y'all just closed down the schools for the rest of the year.
You guys have broken that rule so many times this morning already.
You cannot say that word.
I know. It is tough. Hey, sitting in the doctor's office, that's never going to be the same.
I'll probably continue to wear a mask when I go to
the
doctor's office.
Always. Yeah. That's going to be a rule, I think.
Not me. I'm tough.
Okay. Well.
Stupid, too.
Yeah. And all the people said, amen.
Is that what all the people said?
And they say other things, too, but I don't want to get bleeped out.
And it says here, dragging yourself to work when you're sick. Well, that's not allowed anymore. I mean,
no, we have our rule here. I mean, right here, you're supposed to tough it out. You're supposed to...
Yeah.
But here, the rule is, and this is pre-pandemic, if you have a fever, you stay home.
Right.
They don't want anybody in the building with a fever.
Exactly. Yeah.
But any
I just
other
want to drag people to work that aren't sick. So.
any other Hmong is welcome, you know, in the Radioland business.
Yeah, it's going to be nice when businesses that need workers can get workers again.
Yeah.
You know, people are sitting at home making more money at home.
We have, if you just drive down Atlanta Highway, you're going to see every business looking to hire.
Exactly.
You know, they're all looking for bodies. So I don't need another job, but I may just have a couple of cover applications in just in case.
Okay.
There you go.
It's going to be really interesting to see how many people continue to completely work from home. Obviously, our businesses, they don't really allow us to do that. But I think a lot of places won't have people in the office every day. Maybe every other day or once a week, something like that.
Yeah.
Our sales staff pretty much continues to work remotely.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, next time you want to prank somebody at the bowling alley, squirt some ketchup into their finger holes and see how they react to that. That's always a fun thing.
Oh, that's good, Greg. That's really good stuff.
All right. Well, there is your
won't get this anywhere else
from Greg Bedell.
Hey, I'm going to try that, Greg.
Y'all have a great one, and we will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
In the News You Can Use column, squirt a little ketchup in your friend's bowling ball finger holes.
Hey, we have a very special birthday to acknowledge today, and that's our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline, yes. It's her birthday today. We're actually going to celebrate her on Wednesday night at Baumhauer's as we crown her Miss Butt Paste 2021.
How about the pictures yesterday on birthday eve from the first Biscuits game with little Steven and...
Yeah.
What's the little girl's name again? I'm sorry. What's the little girl's name?
Lola.
And Steven running the bases at the end of the game. And
yeah. Like I mean, I've never gotten to do it. We got to throw first pitch.
Yeah?
When am I going to get that honor again?
You know, I don't know why Michael... we need to get Michael back.
They're not doing first pitches this year.
You throwing out a first mask?
No first pitch?
Well, as far as us being involved in that, no. They're not.
Just a bit outside.
Well, okay.
Now, they may be doing first pitches, but...
They just threw me a curve.
We are not involved in doing any first pitches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the promotions that we're working on, or that we're working with and stuff and everything.
I see.
No first pitches.
I see.
And I've been practicing all off season.
I see.
Wiffle ball didn't travel as well as a baseball, though, but...
You can have a lot more fun with one, though. They're a lot easier
now,
to spin.
You put some duct tape around that wiffle ball many times over.
Yeah.
You got yourself a ball.
You got yourself a real ball. Anyway, we'll be at Baumhauer's Wednesday night. We hope you'll make a note to come and join us. Or, of course, visit Baumhauer's for great lunches or dinners from 11 to 11, 7 days a week, downtown, if you're back working there. If you haven't been to Wing Fingers yet, give that a try. That's Bob's latest adventure into chicken, and they do it fresh every day, and you can have it chopped into a salad, grilled, fried on a sandwich, dipping.
What?
You just let them know what you'd like. All their sauces are homemade daily, and they have the most amazing Diet Pepsi vending machine anywhere in that facility downtown at 201 Union, free underground parking, although on a day like today, it's nice to be out in the fresh air. And HD screens from wall to wall to watch whatever you want inside while you're enjoying your meal. Wing Fingers, 10:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. At 6:32, our first look at the roads for today and the week.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic still got it all clear for you this morning. We're looking good all over Montgomery. We are seeing a little bit of congestion at Atlanta Highway at Eastern Boulevard. And a little bit at I-85 and Eastern Boulevard, but that's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning. Anything happens, we'll let you know about it. Summer registration is underway at Trenum State with classes starting May 19th. That's this coming Wednesday. Choose your career and change your life. Call Trenum State Community College. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well... trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call, Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For you, the timeline, I don't know if you caught it over the weekend, but the man who invented the post-it note passed away this weekend. And we have details from his funeral.
Spencer Silver, one of the inventors of the post-it note, has passed away. We hear he may have contracted yellow fever. People at his office thought he was a real square. He was survived by his wife, Paige. Some thought she was stuck up. The mortician wrote a small to-do list before the service so he wouldn't forget. The eulogy was read by the president of 3M, and the funeral was held at Office Depot. And finally, people attending the service were encouraged to jot down a favorite memory and stick it on his coffin. Reporting from the Post-it Note Inventor Funeral, I'm Ed Heasive.
At 6:39 with the timeline for the 17th day of May, is your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 137th day of the year, 228 days remaining on the extended tax day. I mean, this is it, tax day. Today is Pack Rat Day, a day to declutter your lives. Hello, my name is Rich, and I am a pack rat. It's National Mushroom Hunting Day. I did that. I was in college in the mid-70s in the Deep South.
Not me.
And it's Pinot Grigio Day. 229 years ago in 1792, New York Stock Exchange was founded by brokers who met under a tree located on what is now Wall Street. On this date in 1845, the rubber band was patented. 1875, the first Kentucky Derby is run. 1875? So just after, you know, 10 years after the Civil War.
146.
1884, Alaska becomes a U.S. territory. 1900, the wonderful world, Wizard of Oz is first published by Frank Oz. Right?
Is that no, right? Frank Baum.
Baum, you know, yeah. Whatever.
Frank Oz is the Muppet guy.
I had the Frank right yeah. part right.
Frank L. Baum?
Yeah, Frank somebody.
Franks are cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. Okay. I bought some yesterday. Beanie Weenies!
On the state of 1954, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled against racial segregation in the landmark Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka case, saying separate but equal isn't really equal at all. On this date 56 years ago in 1965, the FBI declared the lyrics of Louie Louie to be unintelligible at any speed, which therefore cleared it of being pornographic. Now, our song of the day happens to be a Songs of Summer series. We've been doing a lot of this lately. Well, we got kind of a summertime preview this week. It's from 1970. Songwriter Mike Panera said this song was inspired by the number of keys on his Rhodes piano. He said he needed a first word, and what came to his head was 73, and then he got to 73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. The song kind of took off from there. You know the rest of the story. Blues Image, ride, Captain, ride.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay, rolled off of their ship.
Takes me back to, summer. I was 14 years old that summer.
Yeah, me too.
You were almost old enough to. 1973, televised Watergate hearings begin. Yeah, I remember they used to be on every day.
Yeah, I didn't really watch them at the time. I just thought it was very similar to what we just went through.
Yeah.
Much to do about it. It was more of a political attack.
On this date in 75, Elton John was awarded, and this was a big deal, a platinum record for the sale of 1 million copies of Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboys, the first album ever to be certified platinum on the day it was released. On this date in 87, a fire destroyed Tom Petty's home just north of L.A., causing $800,000 worth of damage, discovered to be a work of arson. The guy was never caught. Petty did not take the fire in stride. He said, and I quote, "It's sort of like being raped. It really took a long time to get over it, and it was 10 times as bad because you knew that somebody just went and did it. Somebody tried to off you." On this date in 96, President Clinton signed a measure requiring a neighborhood notification when sex offenders move in. It's known as Megan's Law, named for 7-year-old Megan Kanka, who was raped and killed in 94. Oh, in 2000 on this date, the final episode of 90210 aired. We were talking about that last week in the greatest teen shows of all time.
Yes.
I think that was number 10 on the list.
And we honor it next hour.
Yeah. 17 years ago in 2004, Tony Randall died of complications from pneumonia at the age of 84. I remember the Odd Couple TV series.
Yeah.
That was my introduction to Tony Randall. 2011, Arnold Schwarzenegger issued an official statement confirming that he did father a child with his Guatemalan housekeeper in 1997. 9 years ago in 2012, disco queen Donna Summers died of cancer at the age of 63. And that leads us into birthdays. Jordan Knight, he's a new kid on the block. Not such a new kid anymore. He's 51. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. He's 56. He won an Oscar for composing the score to The Social Network. Actor David Eisenberg is 57. Craig Ferguson is 59. Bob Saget is 65. And Sugar Ray Leonard is also 65, boxing legend. No quizzes for you today. We're 11 days till Memorial Day weekend, 34 days until Father's Day and the first day of summer concurrently, 48 days until the 4th of July, And SEC football is 113 days away. That's your timeline.
It's also Jacqueline Tomlinson's birthday.
Happy birthday to Jacqueline.
On the birthday thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was one in that would have been particularly compelling anyway, but I do think people look forward to hearing every morning when you get pissed off.
I know. Yeah, and it happens. It does happen every morning. We'll get you one tomorrow morning.
Take a look at those Dow futures.
Yep. Oh, well. That's early.
And Leon's getting thinner.
It is 6:46, Cheap and Trashy, coming up. A few odds and ends from showbiz. Anybody want to hear about the MTV Awards?
No.
Okay. If it's like every other award show, there's not going to be much of an audience for it. I mean, it's been pathetic. I don't know how Hollywood's... Well, the Golden Globes are just over. They're not going to be doing those next year. It is 6:47. Well, of course, in those days when we used to care about the Oscars because we had a rooting interest in a really good movie instead of a lecture from Hollywood, yeah, the Golden Globes are kind of an indicator as to where the votes might be going. But I guess they don't matter that much because Tom Cruise gave all of his back. What did he win an award for anyway?
I don't know.
What great
performance?
What could
it have
been? Cocktail? Danger Zone?
Maybe Rain Man? Let's see. That's a good question.
He gave him back three, so he must have... Color of Money.
Oh, he gave it back. Okay, so he didn't actually have that many. Oh, wow. He won more than that. He won for Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
A Few Good Men. Wait, no, he was a nominee for the Few Good Men.
How about The Firm?
Yeah, Born on the 4th of July, Tropic Thunder, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia. No. He was a nominee for Tropic Thunder. I'm sorry. I'm seeing winners now. Born, Jerry, and Magnolia were his winners. Were his three that he won.
You know what Tom Cruise is? He's the Meryl Streep of men when it comes to awards.
Yeah, he was nominated for A Few Good Men, Risky Business, Tropic Thunder, and Last Samurai.
Although he and Tom Hanks are running a tight race as to who can be in the most movies and play the most people. 6:48. Want to mention Lewis Lawn real quick. I'm hoping to get over there maybe this week. They've got some incredible deals on mowers. They carry every brand under the sun, all the ones that are great, including the new Ego, the battery-powered mowers that are both push and self-propel and can get all your yard work done in a single charge. Just take it from the charging station, hit the on button. It's like starting your car with keyless entry. It's the greatest. People love this. But, of course, the gasoline-powered products saw... As I was doing my tour to Arrowhead yesterday, a lawn company that was out, and I always look for the label on the equipment they're using. It was a Walker truck with Lewis Lawn labels on the equipment. That's a great product line. Echo, Exmark, Toro, all of the best. And, of course, the pros and people buy from Lewis Lawn because they know they've got a partner to service their product after the fact or cover warranty repairs if necessary. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They open in 11 shopping minutes till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Their number's 244-91. Chad, Haley, and the great team at Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Getting warmer. We were 83 yesterday. We'll be in the mid-80s today. Abundant sunshine. Still very tolerable humidity. Low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be in the upper 80s on Wednesday and Thursday. Partial sunshine tomorrow, but abundant sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. Feeling more like summer every day. High near 90 by Friday. Lower 90s over the upcoming weekend. And a little bit more humid by then, especially towards Sunday. Right now this morning, clear skies and 56. It's nice at 6:51.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
See how traffic's moving this Monday morning? Keep it trashy coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're building all over the city right now. Seeing a lot of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka. Got Northern Boulevard. Congressman Dickinson just a little busy this morning. I-85 at Eastern Boulevard. Busy there as well as Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. I-65 at 85, rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. All clear, though, right now. No accidents that we know of around the listening area. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, it doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You've waited all season, and Fox Tomorrow.
We're invited to meet the little queen.
It's the emotional season finale of The Resident.
Nothing will ever be the same.
What have we done?
Then, don't miss the mind-bending finale of Prodigal Son.
Dad, you don't belong out here.
Malcolm.
This world isn't for you.
Malcolm! What did you do?
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And one of the people making news over the weekend was Ricky Schroeder, who he's ticked off at Costco because they made him wear a mask. However, this is Costco in California, one of two states that's been horrendously mismanaged by its governor. That would also include New York, where they also still have to wear a mask. They just can't let go of the power. They just can't. So he had a little fit at the Costco he went to. He says, "I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership until they remove this." But you actually would be better off investing your energy into that recall vote coming up on Governor Nuisance.
He doesn't have people that go to Costco for him? He's Ricky Schroeder.
I don't think he's in that... I don't think he's quite in that category just yet. But let's see. Don't ever tell Martha Stewart she owns only 16 peacocks. New York Post again, she said it's fake news. They have a story on peacocks today and say I have 16 on my farm. I actually have 21. Okay, Martha, whatever. If five, if they understated your peacock possession, I don't really, anyway. Bill Gates turns out, wow. I mean, not only these, you know, photos and connections to the Lolita Express, which would be Jeffrey Epstein's jet.
Oh, really? Bill Gates?
It turns out that the board of Microsoft, they were going to toss him. He resigned because of inappropriate conduct in the office. So the big company, the big tech folk that are telling you what you can and can't say, what they're doing in their own boardrooms is a little bit different. Kobe Bryant goes into the Basketball Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yep.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards. Best TV show, WandaVision.
Hmm.
Best performance in movie, Chadwick Boseman, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Is that really about... Oh, and some cancellations from the networks.
Wait a minute. The MTV Music Awards go two nights, is that right?
No, that was the Movie and TV Awards.
Yeah.
Oh. Not the Music Awards.
Oh.
Just their Movie and TV
Awards.
Yeah.
Because nothing looks better on your mantle than an MTV statuette. Some of the shows, it's weird. You look at the network schedule, and some of these shows have been around for years, and they're getting canceled, and I've never watched a single episode.
Like what?
Let's see. ABC is getting rid of Blackish, Mixed-ish, and the dramas Rebel and For Life. I've not watched any of those. All Rise is getting the axe from CBS.
All Rise was on for like two seasons. Blackish has been on for like eight or nine.
That's what I'm saying.
I've seen one episode of Blackish, and that's it.
NBC has announced its full schedule, and for the first time in 50 years, they're starting a season with no half-hour sitcoms. Why? Because they can't write anything funny anymore without offending somebody.
I can't watch a sitcom anymore. I just can't.
One of the people I really, really, really despise on TV, Trevor Noah, the idiot that said, why should Israel use more powerful weapons than they're being attacked with? Remember that last week? He's still getting raked over the coals for that.
I didn't hear that.
I think his girlfriend, Minka Kelly, said, I've had enough of you. So the man who is a big believer in socialism, she has left his $14 million Bel Air mansion.
Is that right?
Yeah,
is he worth that much?
Yeah. No. But financially, yes. But I think he's the worst person to ever get a late night show. And the ratings suck. Marv Albert, retiring. He's taking his bra and bite marks with him.
Did you see who died over the weekend? Mm. Now, most people would say, who? Jay Barbary. Do you know who he is?
I know the name.
He was a space correspondent for NBC on radio and television since the 60s. Jay Barbary, NBC News, Cape Kennedy.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, at the age of 87.
Wow, so